radio check on this one?
Call sign, this is Tom, I'm N0TR, go ahead.
Patrick, it's KO4 AKA, I've called these before, I'm just trying out a new handheld up here on
the... You're getting in, it does sound like a handheld if you know what I mean, it's a little scratchy.
It's a little handheld, I understand what you're saying, but it's one of those new works on, whatever it is. And what? I figured it'd do a little better here, and I have to see the receive really well.
It's pretty scratchy. You're probably 40% audio and 60% scratchy.
Thanks for letting me know, and I'll let you go for the evening. Thank you again, Tom. N0DRKO4HK. I'll be clear on your final.
KO4HKX, no problem. Pleasure's all mine. Good evening. This is N0TR clear. You were not making it. This is N0TR.
N4RLX.
X, you made it that time. This is N0TR. Name's Tom.
Thomas Pilot, I'm checking out a new radio, Tom. I slipped off frequency just a little. I haven't dialed it in yet. And I had to change the bumper power up just a little bit to see if I can make it into the repeater. Does it sound better now? Does it sound okay now?
Pilot, you're about 50-50. 50% static and 50% audio, but you are copyable.
Okay, that means I need to work on it a little more. Might be an antenna problem, might be a radio or an operator problem. Okay, let me bump the power up a little more.
Yeah, that transmission was a little better, about 60-40 if we was going by percentages, but very copyable.
Might have to work on it a little more. Power is not possible, I don't think that.
Inform you, Pilot, that that was worse that time. I don't know if you're on a handheld or not, but if you are, you moved off of your spot.
Thanks very much. I'm going to have to work on a little more. N4RLX, clear.
Okay, Pilot. Sorry I couldn't be more encouraging, but not too good a signal. Good evening. Enjoyed it. N4RLX, N0TR73.
KO4
AKX,
are you still out there?
This is Patrick. Okay, Patrick. Well, give her a shot there. This is N0TR.
A little bit better now. Turned on the crossband repeat on my ID5100.
Yes, sir. You're much better now.
Heard the message the other day. I only heard it one time about the general class coming up.
Yes, Gary had it on there. Let me turn this CW down. It was on there today once, I know, but I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to it, Patrick.
I could find out more information on that, would you?
Into the net tonight. This is Wednesday night. I think it's Gary's night. And he will know, KI4DOS. And if not, there'll be others that will know. W4EEY, you might Google that. And that's Gary. And he's the one that gives those classes. Or you might look on the BRARS website.
Because I only got the tail end of it.
Virtual, and it's free. I can tell you that. I remember that. But I don't know when it starts, Patrick. Mainly because I have my extra class already, obviously.
I pay attention to if you don't need it. I understand, but I'm looking to move up, so I was trying to find out some more information in it.
I'm glad to hear that. We only got an hour to wait, and the net will be on, and just check in and then ask the net control. There will be somebody there to give you the specifics. But if you got a computer, Google W4EEY or the Brewer's website, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website.
Up here, don't worry. Sometimes I just want to throw them all out.
Well, you'll get it, and that's all I know about it, that it was virtual, and Gary and one other gentleman was teaching it, and dang it, I forget who the other one was, but they're both excellent instructors, so kudos to you for going for it. It's nice to go ahead and get that upgrade. Keep after it.
Reasons I got into this hobby is I quit turning wrenches, so I wasn't challenging my mind anymore like I was, and I was trying to find something else. And I'd always been interested in it, so now I'm just trying to move up a little at a time and learn as I go.
And I started out as a tech, and I said I'd never learn Morse code, and then when I seen that it was called incentive licensing and you learned the code or you didn't go up, I decided to buckle down and put a little elbow grease into it. And that's what it takes for any of them, is a little elbow grease.
So anything worth having takes a little bit of effort to get it.
Exactly right. And there's no question about that. And it took me a lot of work to work up to that 20 words a minute, I'll tell you. But and it took a lot of work to work up to the general class, the 13. But you don't have to bother with that now. But I think you'll find that if you listen around the bands, that CW is a great mode, and you'll be sitting there working all kinds of countries on CW when it's impossible to do on voice. I just piddled around with the contest a couple of weeks ago, and it was this last weekend, and just piddling. I worked Hungary, Slovenia, Aruba, Cyprus, Hawaii, Slovenia, Ireland, Peru, England, Poland, Turks and Caicos, Russia, Serbia, and there was nothing on a single sideband.
Radio where I can listen yet, that's one thing. Looking to move, I had to put a lot of effort into HF, but I've been talking with Ken, can't remember his call right now, but he's been trying to get me into it. I think I'm going to stop by there tomorrow afternoon and hang out with him for a little while and pick out the HF on his rig.
And I just have two wire antennas. When I lived in Kansas, I had a tower, but it's not necessary. And we got a big advantage being on the East Coast when it comes to European stations. And heck, I was here in the Philippines a couple of months ago. I seen them posted tonight, but they weren't coming through. They was on 17 meters tonight, Morse code. But I wasn't receiving the signal. But that direction will probably be long path to get it. But the, in other words, around the world backwards. to your house from my house would probably be 23,000 some odd miles or something. And it's kind of interesting the way that does work. But it's really fascinating. It really is. Well, I was going to look up something here while I got you. Oh, come on, people. Let me get into this. Your HKX. So if I looked at yours, Patrick, you live 25.6 miles from me, but you live long path 24,831.2 miles from me.
Yes, east if you go backwards. It's quite an elevation change, too, from your place to mine. I make it every day, just about it.
135 feet. You're North Carolina, Transylvania County. Yeah, you're probably 2,000.
We're around 2,200 feet above sea level.
And ND7J Bob, he's, I think, around 2,500 up there, Hendersonville, and it makes a great deal of difference. Long path's funny, and you can usually tell it by the sound of it, at least on sideband. And it's been so long since I worked any of it up in Kansas, I can't say if you notice the difference on CW anymore. But at any rate, you'll have fun with it, Patrick. Well, I'll let you go, and good talking to you. You got a great signal in there now, and I'm sure somebody will fill you in on the net, KO4HKX and 0TR.
The information, and if you so, 0TR, this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Thank you.
And 0TR is clear.
We talked under a different call sign. I had my call sign changed to a vanity sign. Just wanted to say hello. Heard you talking, and it made me smile.
I remember you now, Brian. Let's see here. Greenville, South Carolina. Well, you can't be too far off. Oh, I was just sitting here trying to find some CW. I don't find anything very interesting tonight. And I'm watching Airplane Repo on the Discovery Channel, which is all reruns.
Sounds like a perfect evening. I'm actually on the road. I'm on the way to Fountain Inn. I have a meeting that starts at a weird time, 8:15, with a bunch of guys from church.
Social distance and wear your mask would be my only advice. Bob was telling me that his neighbor went to a meeting, and it was at church, and there was like 45 people come down with the COVID. So be careful out there, Brian.
Thing I need, actually. I've been looking at the numbers. It looks like everything's starting to go away, but, you know, it's still lingering. It's still out there, so I guess it's not a good thing to let your caution down.
They're even advising our second shot be on March the 2nd. They're even advising to us to still social distance and wear your mask, at least probably until the late fall of this year.
For that, is it, they think you can still carry it even though you've been vaccinated? Is that the idea?
Remember right now, Brian, I just got down here. My brain isn't functioning good, but that's probably a possibility. I don't know. I think the vaccines, I know the Pfizer is 95% good. And then if you get the COVID, well, after you've had both of your shots and the antibodies have built up, it's more like a normal bad cold or something. And your chances of survival are much better, but you can still pick it up.
I'm sorry. I read an article today that said they could be up to 3 million vaccinations a day in the United States, which is amazing. At that rate, it would only take 100 days to get everybody, and a lot of people have already either had it or have had the vaccine, you know, one or the other. So it's very optimistic and looking good.
It's fascinating how fast they've come up with this vaccine and the effectiveness of it, but they had a map from the SARS outbreak years ago, and then just I guess they were able to abbreviate that and come up with this RNA vaccine that they're out there with now. And then I think they can modify it again to deal with the, I call it the ZS version. It's that's a call for South Africa. And South African, and there's European. Now they're even coming up. There might be a California variant. And but there's supposed to be some effectiveness against those.
We've all learned a lot about epidemiology in the last few months, that's for sure. I never thought I'd know so much about it. It's just amazing. And I'm really I'm impressed with the doctors behind the scene, not so much with the doctors out front talking all the time, but the ones that did all that work to get that vaccine out there and, you know, that are working to vaccinate everybody. Very, very impressive.
Our nephew had 10 people, and I think 109 of them had PhDs, and Bernice and I got to go through that laboratory up in Cambridge or in the Boston area, and they had the little white rabbits, and you'd walk by all of these computers, and they'd have that DNA helix up there, and we're studying it very closely, and it's just amazing the effort they go to, and I can tell you from his experience, you don't get through those three phases with the FDA, no matter how good you are, unless it's pretty well right.
The government was looking out for him, taking the red tape away and all that kind of stuff. That helped. And having the head start that you mentioned from SARS, that helped too. But everybody worked together to get the vaccine out, and it's probably, you know, something that'll unite people, the fact that that happened in such a short period of time, and everybody came together to make it happen.
That's positive thinking, and you're exactly right. And I hope it works out that way. And here comes Bernice with something. She was baking ginger cookies, and I think it's coming this way. So you know something, Brian? You're going to go on the back burner here. K8. Wait a minute, Bernice. H-A-N. This is N0TR. Brian, I'll be clear with your last one. Be safe out there, and God bless. This is N0TR.
Thank you, too. I'd pick the cookies over me any day, too. It's K-8-H-A-N, and I'm clear. Thanks.